Going to be at 5:15 p.m. The learning in the shul this week is sponsored by Lili Nish by the Rosenzweigs. Lili Nish on Spela Freda Bas Rav Chaim Wolf Klonim Es Moshe Yisrael and Avram Yob and Shmuel, and that Mishnayos are sponsored as they are every single day. Lili Nish Mas Sarah Malka Bas Rav Yitzchak. Today we will close out the 17th parak of Masechta Olos and start the 18th parak. So we've been discussing this concept called a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras means that somewhere within that space we have found a grave. What happens if I knew there was a grave on a field? And we lost the grave, we don't know exactly where it was. And then on that property, we built a upstairs and a home and an upstairs. If the way to get to the upstairs is exactly lined up with the downstairs, so Aliyah Tahora, the upstairs, at least stays Torah. But if not, so then even the upstairs becomes tummy. They're not exactly aligned. So the tummy just moves up. Now, over base of prasva, what happens if I have a bag of vegetables that comes, or a box of vegetables, and there's a dirt that gets mixed in from a base of pras? Does that tummy the vegetables? Or what about a dirt that comes from chutzlaritz? So mitzdafen kechosam ha-mitzurafen divrei Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yezer says it has to be enough dirt to equal the size of the seal of a packing sack. Right, which is a minimum size, but it has to have function in of itself. The Chachamim say at one spot you have to have an amount to the seal of the packing sacks in one place. Letters used to come to the Bnei Kohanim Gedolim. There was a lot of dirt in there, but since it wasn't all in one place, the Chachamim weren't choshish for tumah in that situation. And that's the point of the story, to show us the Shitas Chachamim. Now turning around to the 18th parak, we're going to realize that in order to deal with the vegetables, vegetables don't become or fruit in this case, if they were to be harvested, they wouldn't become tummy until they are detached from the ground. Tumas Ochlin doesn't get it, it doesn't apply. And also, the fruit has to be able to be colored in liquid. So, Ketzer Bochim Beis HaPras, what if I have grapes growing? How would I be able to go out and harvest them if they're in a Beis HaPras? So, the answer is the first thing you got to do is keep yourself tar. So, therefore, Mazam Adam Alakinim, right? You have to do Azar to make sure that people are going to do it are going to be tar, right? And then also on all the utensils that are going to be used in the harvesting. And then, of course, Vishonim, and then we're going to have to repeat it. And then Ubotzim, Umotzi, and Chutzla Beis HaPras, then we're going to have to go ahead and pick the grapes from the Beis HaPras. V'achir Mekabim Me'em Umolicham Lagas. And then other people will take these fruits, because you're Torah, and you harvested the stuff, right? And then other people are going to have to carry it, and they're going to have to bring it to the grape press. So Ibn Agu Eilu Be'elu, if the guys who were in the Beis HaPras, who were went ahead and moved the grapes out of the Beis HaPras, if they touch the other guys, then the other guys are going to become tummy, because these guys are tummy, they're in the Beis HaPras. They were a Tahor when they went in, but being in a Beis HaPras is metame. And then Kedivri Beis HaLel, that's going to be a problem. Beis Shammai Omrim, Ochei Zeh Samago B'Siv, Obotzer, B'Tzor, B'Nosein, L'Tok, Kvisho, Moloch, L'Gas. Since you can hold the sickle with the palm and reap with a sharp stone, and then put the grapes into an olive pressing basket and bring it to the press. It's not going to be a problem as long as you don't touch the grapes. That's Beis Shammai's position. So Amar Yosef, Kama Bamed Devar Mamurim, Beker Manasa Beis HaPras. We're assuming that the vineyard became the Beis HaPras. Avo Benoge, Avo Notea, Beis HaPras, Yimacha Lashuk. If you planted a Beis HaPras, right, you can't press it. It's got to stay table grapes. Why? Because we don't want people to plant inside the Beis HaPras. We don't think a Beis HaPras, that's like you don't grow apples and plant apple trees in a cemetery. So don't do it in a Beis HaPras as well. Okay, we'll stop here. Bezos Hashem will continue and start to close out Masechta Olos when we meet again tomorrow morning. Everyone have a wonderful day.